This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I were to ask you, which one of you wants Jannah? I don't even need to wait for a response. I don't even need to wait for you to put your hand up and say, I want Jannah. Because I know any believer in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and the last day and the fact that we are returning to Him will put their hands up. But if I were to ask you, which one of us is prepared to do that which is required of us to enter into Jannah, then all of a sudden we become weak at the knees. We become shaky. We begin to think of how daunting a task it is. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about how horrendous the fire is. And what it entails, and what Jahannam is, and how bad it is, and what an evil place it is. And we know that this fire is so severe that it will burn rocks. It will incinerate rocks. That's the same fire that human beings are being placed into for the crimes that they have committed. But the very same hadith tells us, اتَّقُ النَّارِ. Beware of the fire. Place a barrier between you and that fire. And before we listen to the end of the hadith, what do you think, what comes to your mind as to what will place a barrier between you and the fire? Automatically, you think, maybe it's Hajj. Maybe it's a lifetime of worship to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Perhaps it is actually something that is great in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Some great act of worship. I need to go for Hajj, you know, do all of this, and that will prevent me and place a barrier between me and the fire. But the reality of that hadith is it ends in such a merciful way. اتَّقُ النَّارِ. Place a barrier between you and the fire. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَهُ. Even if it is with half a date. Half a day, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. And that leads us to what? To understanding how merciful Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is. He is simply looking for an excuse to forgive you. He is simply looking for an excuse to forgive you. I told you it will break my train of thought. And it is. So any adults who are speaking even silently, I implore you, don't speak between yourselves quietly because the cumulative of the voices is affecting my train of thought. Please remain silent. Keep your voices down. Keep your voices down. Barakallahu feekum. So, what was I saying?
The fire.
The fire. Walau bishiqqi tamra. I want you to go back home today, open up that fridge that you have, take a knife, take one of the dates out of the box, and cut it in half. Look at that date. Pick it up and look at that date. And really and truly think about it. This, giving this in charity will save me from the raging, roaring fire. What kind of a Lord does that come from? That comes from a merciful Lord. A Lord who wants to forgive you. And this is why He addressed you. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Oh, you who have been extreme with yourselves, you have wronged yourselves. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about mercy? Because a sinner who has kept sinning day in, day out, year in, year out, he wakes up, sin is on his mind. He goes to sleep, sin is on his mind. The last act before he goes to sleep is sin. When he wakes up, the first act is sin. His mind goes to sin. You know what happens? The mind begins to tell you that you are hopeless. You will go nowhere. You will not achieve. You will not succeed. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is saying, oh my servants. He's calling you a servant of his. You know why? Because you continue to believe La ilaha illallah. I believe that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. So you still belong to that category, which is the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And then what does he say? Don't lose hope. لا تغنطوا من رحمة الله. From the mercy of Allah رب العزة والجلال. That rahmah is a rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving and offering to those who are sinners. He's offering His mercy. So why you, my dear sister, my dear brother, cannot be merciful enough to yourself when you are sinning? One of the things that happens when we sin consistently is that we begin to think, me? How will Allah forgive me? I'm a sinner, I wake up with sin on my mind, I go to sleep with sin on my mind. How will Allah forgive me? Allah is addressing you with rahmah. If Allah can have mercy on you, why can you not have mercy on yourself? Why can you not say that I will change inshallah? And that is mercy on yourself. That is the process of mercy on yourself, because you're telling yourself that, you know what? I can actually change. There is a future. There is light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how bad it gets, I know Allah has promised me mercy. So I will be merciful with myself by simply saying, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. I seek the forgiveness of Allah, the great, and I return to Him. I return to Him. And that one moment in your life, for years on end, you've been waking up with zina in your mind. You've been sleeping with zina in your mind. You've been doing everything that you've done in terms of destroying your inner being, your spiritual being. You're destroying it by sinning. And that one moment, that one tear, and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, forgiven my servant. Forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Who's looking forward to meet this Lord? Which one of us is looking forward to meet this Lord? Put your hands up. Me first and foremost. Because we all know that Allah is most merciful, most forgiving. And do you know what it takes? One, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. What is the condition? It must be sincere. It must be from your heart. Oh Allah, I really acknowledge that I have come to you with these sins. I'm a sinful human being. I acknowledge I did that. I really beg for your forgiveness, oh Allah. And that is why in Sayyidul Istighfar, one of the wordings is, وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي. I come back to you, O Allah, with my sin. I acknowledge my sin. I cry to you for my sins. O Allah, forgive me. I'm coming acknowledging. I don't justify. I don't sit and say, no, this haram action I'm engaged in, let me find a way to halalize it. And this is what we find ourselves doing when we are sitting, thinking, okay, I need to word my next words very carefully. So, before going out, men and women both today, what do? You want to beautify yourself, perfume yourself, put makeup on yourself, and look amazing, right? I need you to ask yourself a question, and I'm not going to doom you. Wallahi, I'm not dooming you. I'm not here to doom you because Allah didn't doom you. I'm here to give you hope. But I want you to think about something. Why am I sitting in front of this mirror brushing up my face? Why am I sitting in front of this mirror brushing up my face, painting my face with different chemicals? And there are chemicals in these makeups. And find out what you are putting onto your face as well. That's important too. So ask yourself that question, and the answer, you know it. I don't want to say that this is why you're doing it and you're evil and you're bad. But if you are doing it for the wrong reason And you know that between you and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know you wore that tight, tight top to go out there for whatever reason it may be, so that people can see your bulging biceps, you know, and be tempted, and you've done it for that reason. Then ask yourself, what is your position with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think about this action of mine? Not Ibrahim Mink. Ibrahim Mink is nobody. Not Brother Yusha Evans. Not Sheikh Sulaiman, who walked in and spoke to you and gave amazing advice. Not him. But who? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, my Lord, who created me, who brought me into existence, who gave me the very nose that I brushed with that makeup, and who gave me the very arm that I placed that tight t-shirt on to show my muscles to the rest of the world. That Allah is the one that I should consider today. What does He think of this action of mine? Is it good or is it bad with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? How does He deem it to be? Is it good? Is it okay? And I say this because wallahi, I walk out there and I see Muslim brothers and sisters, makeup on your face like you don't know tomorrow. Wallahi, you see a person today, they look like someone. And you see them tomorrow, the same person looks like someone else. You know, there was a bulbous nose, and the nose is gone. It's no longer bulbous, and you're wondering, what happened here? Forget about that. You see a human being today, and tomorrow you'll see a cat. You know, they make a cat out of their makeup. You see a brother going out there with his, you know, his biceps showing, big, strong t-shirt. Why? I did it to show others. I'm not saying that you did, but if you are doing it for that reason, ask yourself, is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal happy with me for this? And I must make a disclaimer. You know, one day I went to a talk, and the uncle came to me, Allah grant him goodness. And at the time, alhamdulillah, I had, you know, put on a bit of muscle. I like to train. So I had put on a bit of muscle. And the uncle comes to me and he says, Allahu Akbar, my notes all just disappeared. But khair, for goodness, inshallah. So the uncle comes to me and he says, you know, brother, I want to tell you something. And at the time, it was very hard for me to listen to what he was saying. He says, this thobe of yours that you are wearing, I need you to be aware that there are young sisters out there whose hormones are raging, and young brothers today, you have to be worried about all, whose hormones are raging, and they're watching you and they're seeing you. I don't think it's appropriate. And immediately I felt, you know how any human being feels? You feel like, hey, why is the uncle firing at me, man? What did I do to him? And then I thought I should take into consideration. It's something important. I didn't do it with that intention. At the time that I had bought that thobe, I had lost a bit of weight. So by the time I wore it, it was a bit, you know, fitting. And my scarf was covering. Subhanallah. I even had, as far as I remember, no, I didn't have a jacket on. But it struck me to say, this uncle noticed something that I should have taken note of, so let me take it into consideration. And really and truly, this is something that we should be doing with ourselves, let alone waiting for others to come to us and say, hey brother, this is what's wrong with you. Hey sister, this is what's wrong with you. You should be looking in the mirror every day asking yourself, am I living my life for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Because I know I am on a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to ask you a question. When's the last time you heard about a brother or a sister's death? When's the last time you heard about it? Say 3 days ago, 4 days ago? How old was that brother? How old was that sister? So many times today I get messages on my phone saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One of the first things that comes to my mind is, how old was this person? And I go on to see it and you see the age, 40 years old, 36 years old, 42 years old, 45 years old. there was an uncle in one of the countries that was going with one of my relatives. He was going to the graveyard. And he says, after they buried the man, he says, Wallahi, did you see that grave next to the person? And this relative of mine is sickly. So he says, yes, I saw the grave. He says, it looks like it's your grave. Wallahi, 24 hours later, the man speaking, saying, it looks like your grave, was the one who died. And he was buried in that very grave. Allahu Akbar. Does that not make your hairs stand on end? Does that not make you think about the flimsiness of this dunya? Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect human beings. I'm not saying that we won't fall and we won't err and we won't make mistakes. We all do. But we need to understand why we are sinning, when we are sinning, how we are sinning, and what the remedy is. The remedy and the answer, we all know it. But the question is, why am I sinning? Sometimes there is something that happened in your childhood that was traumatic. And when you were young, you learned to practice a certain bad deed that remained with you into adulthood. And to date, you find comfort in that because you trained your brain to go to it every time you are going through some emotional trauma. You are going through something and immediately your mind tells you, go to that sin. Why? Because you find comfort in it. You find you are at peace when you commit that sin. Be that marijuana, or be that alcohol, or be that zina. No matter what it is, you find yourself going back to that sin. Or perhaps you are burying yourself and binging and are addicted to TV series to the extent that you live in the series more than you live in the practical and real world. But in reality, you are not a character in that TV series. When Joey dies in Friends, you don't die. You know, as they say, you know, people watch this show called Friends. Friends. You're not one of the friends, brother. You're not one of the friends, sister. You are not in living in that TV series and show. Your life goes on. And ever more so today when you have gaming and VR. You have the youngsters constantly gaming in a different world altogether. Around them there are four corners. And there are walls and there is brick and mortar and there is a ceiling. And there is all of this. But where are they? They are in a different world altogether. And they live in that world and prefer to be in that world because it is ideal. But in reality, what's happening? Your life is going on. 5 years pass, 10 years pass, you are still gaming. And you game and game until the game is over. Not that game, but your life is over. So, understand the psychology of why you are going back to that sin. Understand why you constantly have this habit of going back to it. And if you find yourself, watch your thought like you watch another human being. When the next time your mom or your dad says something bad to you and wrong and abusive to you, and I say this specifically with regards to parents because I get messages so often, hey, you know what? My mom and my dad are so abusive towards me. They call me monkey, they call me pig, they call me dog, they call me cat, they call me all sorts of things. Maybe cat is not so bad. But anyway, I'd prefer to be a cat than a dog, right? Actually, I prefer to be a human being. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ But anyways, besides the point, the next time that happens, and you hear someone, you know, say something abusive to you, watch yourself. What are my next thoughts? What are my next actions? Am I going to the musalla because of what happened? Am I placing my head on the ground? Okay, I don't have wudu. I'll just place my head on the ground to gain comfort from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for a minute. That's it. And you will find that you will be uplifted. Or am I going to the cigarette? Am I going to the vape pen that is in my pocket or in my room? Today it's no longer even a pen. Some of them are as big as a, you know, I don't know what to give you an example of, but you see the man can't even fit it in his pocket properly. When he puts it in his pocket, he's walking like this. Because it's so heavy, a device, a huge device that he puts, and then he puffs on, and you see, you can't even see his face when he puffs on it. Am I going back to that? And the substances that are in that, you know, the marijuana that you have that people were smoking back in the day, they call it weed. That weed is now being placed in these devices. And children as young as 7, 8, 9 years old are smoking this. And these are the habits that they are developing. And oftentimes we don't even know as parents, because you know what? The house has just been smelling a lot more fruity. His room smells like strawberries these days. His room smells like raspberries these days. So watch out for these signs and what's happening in your children's lives. But at the same time, watch yourself. Watch what you are doing when you commit when you are treated badly, when you go through trauma, when you go through bad experiences in your life. Ask yourself, what do I do next? And if the next thing that you do is a sin, you have a trauma bond with that sin. You have a trauma bond with that sin. So you find yourself finding comfort. Every time this happens, you go back to that. I know youngsters who, as soon as something happens, he needs to go and watch pornography. Why? Because it takes him out of his reality. It gives him comfort. It gives him peace. And that peace is not long lived. After it, the addiction causes you torment. And you find yourself lamenting, saying, why did I do that? Why did I behave in this manner? Why can't I change? But in reality, change requires one simple thing: sincerity between you and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Let me leave you with one tool. I wanted to speak about the sin, the actual sin, getting into it, leaving the sin, and what reward is attached to it, and all of that, before the sin, during the sin, and after the sin. But I'll leave you with one tool that is powerful for you to change your life. Every time you sin, attach a good deed to it. Attach a good deed to it. And this formula is from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This formula is from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilu Allah sayiatihim hasanat. Except for the one who turns back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and he believes and he does good deeds. So those are the ones whom Allah will change their bad deeds into good deeds. After you commit the sin, Shaytan is telling you, you are unworthy of the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You hypocrite, you munafiq, how dare you go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal as dirty as you are. And in reality, Allah is telling you, you are not dirty, you are my servant. Come back to me. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. And Allah wants to forgive you. Oftentimes we talk about tawbah. We talk about turning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And we know Allah forgives us when we turn to Him. But what is the replacement of that bad deed? What are you doing to replace it? Have you got some good deeds, some good habits that you've attached to every sin that you commit? You know what happens? The devil gets tired of watching you go back to good deeds as soon as you sin. And he tells you, okay, don't sin. Why? Because he knows what hurts him more is the fact that you are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The fact that you have turned that evil deed into a good deed, it hurts him. So what does he do? He says, just don't do the sin. Don't do the sin, because he knows what is your modus operandi, what is your way of operation, what is your thought, regardless of how you feel after the sin. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, I'm giving a sadaqah. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, 2 rak'at of salah. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, I'm visiting the graveyard and reminding myself of death. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, and I'm being good to my parents. I'm doing something of goodness. I'm doing something of goodness as soon as I do something bad. Attach good deeds to your bad deeds and watch your life change. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to change. One last and parting message, inshallah. And then we are done. Forgive me, Hayyan. Don't call the bodybuilders and take me down. Okay. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has given us one thing that we are meant to be doing 5 times a day. If you do it regularly, and if you practice doing it regularly, wallahi, wallahi, regardless of how you feel, what happens, come rain, come sunshine, I'm praying. If I'm in the mall, I will pray. If I'm at my friend's house, I will pray. No matter where I'm in this hall, it is time for salah, I will walk out and pray, because my Lord matters more. Watch your life change. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers, those who are conscious of Allah in their salah. So become conscious of your salah and become conscious of Allah in your salah, and you are a success regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens, you fail, you lose, you become bankrupt, you don't achieve anything in life. With Allah you have won. What more do you want? What more do you want? You may fail and lose everything in the dunya, and tomorrow you are 6 feet down. You've won with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You come to Him beaming Yawmul Qiyamah, happy with the noor that is showering you from your salah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, before you ask anything, and I saw this clip, before you ask about a scholar or a sheikh or a maulana or someone or a peer and you want his help, go ask yourself, sit on your bed and say, am I praying properly? Am I praying 5 times a day? And am I praying properly? And if the answer is no, don't waste your time asking anyone anything. Don't waste your time going for seeking help anyway. First fix that, and you will find success. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us success. Forgive me if I offended anyone. You know, I like to just say it in advance. I spoke about makeup, I spoke about bulging biceps. If you got makeup and you got bulging biceps, I love you as my brother and I wish to see you in Jannah. Forgive me if I offended you. And I'm not obsessed with the makeup, and I'm not obsessed with the bulging biceps to my haters who keep commenting, hey, why are you so obsessed with women? No, I'm not obsessed with you. I'm not obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with loving you and wanting to see you in Jannah and hoping that I will attain Jannah by passing on a good message. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wa Jalal forgive us all and grant us all Jannatul